For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan. While public schools nail down their plans to bring back students next week, colleges around the state are already welcoming incoming freshmen and welcoming back returning students. Most years, it's all pretty routine.
I mean, yeah, it's definitely different. I would say that's an understatement. COVID is definitely very different than what we are used to.
Kennedy Anderson is a senior at Converse College in Spartanburg. She's also president of the student government and is spending this week welcoming students to and back to campus. What makes this year different for incoming students at Converse in particular is more than just the new coronavirus protocols, which we'll get back to in a minute. The other big difference here is that this is going to be one of Anderson's classmates.
Jedi Alexander, J-E-D-A-I-A-H, Alexander.
From 1889 until, well, about now-ish, Converse College was an all-female school. Jediah Alexander is one of the first 9 men to enroll and live here as an incoming freshman.
I found that Converse had the best opportunity for me, you know, and it's kind of a chance to, I'd say, make a mark in the school history. Being the first male to play basketball at this college, it's a great opportunity.
This actually was supposed to be a story for next August. When Converse decided to go co-ed back in the BC times, before COVID, the school planned on opening its doors to men starting in the fall of 2021. Converse president Krista Newkirk says the decision to move up male enrollment a year had a lot to do with parents wanting an option closer to home for their children in the COVID age.
As we were talking to families in the area, we knew there were a number of families who were worried about sending their son or daughter farther away, and so we wanted to open up that opportunity for people who really wanted to stay close by.
Jamie Grant, the college's vice president of enrollment management, says the transition to go co-ed hasn't really been a big issue for Converse, apart from the welcome literature, maybe.
It's more so of making sure that we don't say miss in our admissions materials, and not just for our male students, but we have some students that do not identify that way. They're they, them, theirs, and we want to make sure that we respect that as well. So that's been a conscious decision that we've been doing through our admission materials.
The adjustment for COVID has been a much more involved thing for the school. Newkirk says Converse has followed Johns Hopkins University's Open Smart Plan. That spells out things like physical distancing, masks, and learning experience options. Chief Communications Officer Holly Duncan says the safe reopening of the school to resident students started with this very move-in.
Typically, we would have a move-in crew that would help and carry boxes for our students. Because of physical distancing, we're not doing that this year, but we do have the welcome crew to give the same energy and the excitement for coming to campus.
Staggered move-in times, stretched out over a week as opposed to a mass weekend move-in, are also intended to lessen the chances of exposure to the coronavirus. Flex options, a mix of in-person and online classes, are also the new order of the day. But on this sultry August afternoon, almost half a year into a disruptive pandemic, it's hard to find anyone stoked to go online. Everyone, including Newkirk, is just glad to see some life back on this small campus again.
It feels so good. It's been lonely. And it's so great to see everybody back. Move-in day is my favorite day anyway. And now just to see people back, to see them following the rules, it's wonderful, really wonderful.
Kennedy Anderson couldn't agree more.
I think for especially seniors, when we had the go-ahead saying, we're coming back in the fall, we're just taking a lot of precautions, we were all clicking our heels, really excited just to get back and see our friends and just be on campus and take in-person classes, because taking online classes via Zoom was not my favorite thing. I got it done, but definitely enjoy being in person.
Classes at Converse College begin next week. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan.